How you guys doing? Just want to say I'm excited to be here. New team. But really excited to be here with Mayo, Hightower, DC, all the guys. This group of men being here with the Patriots, rich history of winning. Just excited to be here, man, and work hard, and go out there and make some plays for you guys. So I'll take any questions. Sup?
How was your lift?
Man, the lift was a grind. It was good, though. Thursday is usually their day. That's the hardest. You know, you're doing some conditioning or some sled pulls, some prowlers. But it was good. It's all good work. Also, you know, building that camaraderie with the guys, working out with them. It was good. Yeah, you know, obviously they played for a while. Me being a linebacker, I've watched them growing up. And just the style of, you know, the way they use their linebackers here for the Patriots for a long time, you know, I feel like fits my mold. So I've always watched them from afar, even when I was young, growing up, even when I got to the league, when I was with Cleveland, you know, always watched them. Their style of play, man, just so aggressive. Linebackers move around. The versatility they have. So, yeah, real familiar with those guys. It's cool to be coached by Hightower, a great. And learn from him, be a sponge from him, and even Mayo, you know, being a head coach, excited for him too, for me just to come and learn from these guys.
Is that part of the reason that drew you here, aside from the contract element?
Yes. When I knew it was, you know, the Patriots, I'm like, I was excited. Just again, you know, going over how they use their linebackers, the versatility of them on the edge, then they're, you know, stack Mike or Will linebacker. You know, the way they use their drops, their blitzes from the middle, from the outside. Like I said, I definitely am excited. I feel like I fit that mold, you know, since college. And I'm just excited to be here, man, and to work, man, and, you know, just you know, put in the work and grind.
Along those lines, what did you see from the Rattles, for example, and the way they utilize him, like, last season, July 5th,
right, yeah, Mac did well. Once he started playing, man, just rushing off the edge, getting those sacks, him being able to cover. Yeah, like I said, the versatility of him, it paid off for him. I played with him with Cleveland. You know, we both got drafted to Cleveland. So, again, man, I've always watched them from afar, how they use Mac, Jelani, you know, Bentley, all these guys, man, going back from Jamie, KVN, Hightower, all these guys, their style of play. So, like I said, man, I've always watched – put on the tape and be like, ooh, that's pretty cool.
KVN, as a BYU alum, obviously, Van Noy did the on-ball, off-ball linebacker thing. What have you maybe gotten to learn from his game throughout his career?
Yeah, shout out BYU, go Cougars, man. But that's my dude. That's my guy. Once I was coming here, he saw the news, man. He hit me up, I hit him up, just trying to get familiar with the place. But again, man, it just goes back to how versatile they are. He was like that from BYU, and I was used similar when I was there. So when he came here and just the success he's had, man, I've always watching, and him being a BYU guy, it's easy to watch. So, you know, I'll be picking his brain. You know, he is going to the Ravens, so we got to be chill. You know how much we talk to him, but no, that is my guy, man. That's a big bro. He's definitely kind of helped me along since I've been in the league. You know, just having chats and stuff. Yeah. He reached out and told me congrats. You know, I was gonna like you know, what they do here. So just exciting times.
Since you signed, what film has been most helpful to get to know the role?
I would say just the last couple years, but just last year, you know what I mean? Just watching them. You know, we're starting, you know, just from the basics, you know, the learning progress of it all, just so I can grasp everything. We're making sure we don't miss anything. So we don't want to dive too deep in and then, you know, we miss all the key pointers there. So, yeah, we've been watching a lot of last year's tape, learning from them. And even like, you know, we throw in some tape of them a couple years ago when Hightower's playing. But it's been, you know, it's only been a few days, but it's been awesome to be learning from Hightower and being a sponge.
What have your coaches today, you know, including Coach Huffington, about what they want to say defense down the
football players? You know, first it starts off with everyone doing their job, you know, doing their 1-11th. That's always been like the Patriots mantra here, you know what I mean? Everyone has a job. We're not gonna have anybody just out there doing their, you know what I mean, being undisciplined. So discipline football, and then we can go from there with making plays. And I feel like it's been a success for the Patriots defense for the last, 15 years, if we're looking deeply into it.
When you were drafted in Cleveland, Elliott Wolf was there. It said that it surprised you that the Patriots called, but then, being in charge here.
Elliott brought me to Cleveland. So, when I got the call, and I was like, let's do it, man. He's familiar with me. I'm familiar with him. Obviously, like I said, he brought me to Cleveland, and he's bringing me to New England, man. I just want to go out there and work hard, prove these guys right, bringing me in, giving me a chance. Yeah, he knows football really well. Obviously, in that position, you have to. He's done it, from the ground up, at his position, worked up. And so really smart guy, knows what he's doing, real strategic. So, those are just some of the things. But, when you're in that position, man, you really got to know your stuff. So, yeah. Don't want to, I don't have an example in my head right now, but I feel like just the way they're building up the roster, I feel like you guys have been watching, you guys want splashes, but I feel like taking care of his guys in the building first. And then as we go on into the draft.
When you were drafted in Cleveland, he mentioned how your game against Wisconsin really stood out. What do you remember about that game? And more than that, how do you feel like you've grown as a player?
Yeah. Okay, thinking back on that Wisconsin game, again, just how I was used at BYU. I'm on the edge a lot. I'm at my linebacker. I'm at the wheel. I feel like that really stood out to him, just being real versatile and versatile in what they do here, knowing that, as a linebacker, you're going to be in these positions, all of them, and you got to do well there. And so just having that trait, I feel like, really is what stood out to him in the Wisconsin game. And then you got to make plays. You can be out there, but definitely you got to make plays when you're out there. And I feel like I made some plays that game that really stood out. So just excited. Yeah. I went back to 16. I was, had the high school number, and then in college, I was 16 at BYU. So, when I came here and I seen it was up for grabs, I'm like, is it cool if I could be number 16? Sometimes it's like, linebackers are usually, 40s, 50s. And so they didn't want to come off like, this guy's a pretty boy. But I'm like, dude, if it's up for grabs, let me know. I'd love to rock it. Yeah, it is new. I know some guys who don't like it, but I I'm a fan of it. Being up there, it's kind of like a one-on-one battle. It's like a pass rush. I don't know how they're gonna, have the blocking schemes yet. But as we meet for it, I'll see. Kind of have a brighter thought on it. But I like it. I think it's different, but I think it'll be exciting. Yeah, no, I knew those, both of those guys, real versatile. Like I said, they have those traits of being a Patriots linebacker and have made plays over the years. Just learning from these guys, good leadership, smart guys in the room. So definitely helping me break down the tape, the language of it all. When you go to a new team, it's really like the language of it all, kind of understanding, this was called this at Cleveland, and just trying to get that terminology down. So those guys, man, have made plays, leaders and good players in the locker room, man. So and it's crazy. I trained with Jelani back in the combine. I knew Jelani. Obviously, he's Polynesian. I'm Polynesian. So, you always kind of keep, tabs on all the Polynesian guys around the NFL. Love everybody. But it's such a, small culture, so yeah, I knew them from just watching tape and ball. Yeah, all the guys, to be honest, like not really one guy that I'm like, hey, I want to meet them. I was just excited to come in here and just gain their trust. I'm a new guy coming to a new team. I just want to put in the work, do it the right way, you know, gain these guys' trust and respect. And there's only one way to do it, and that's just putting in the work. Yeah, I was at EVP, TC, all those guys, my dudes. So it's exciting it's good to have, familiar faces. So it was exciting to see those guys when I got here. But yeah, just, in practice, the marriage of the run and pass, just how they do it, build up that run game, have a good running game, and then it opens up the pass with shots down the field, lots of play actions, and then you can kind of spread it out. You know what I'm saying? Feel like the run game, though, really stands out when you're talking about AVP. You had Chubb over there, good offensive line, and just their style of running. You know what I'm saying? A lot of zone concepts and then hitting the down line, stretch concepts, hitting the down line. So, I'm familiar with them, so it'd be exciting to kind of see it in training camp and OTAs as we kind of build up. And not too much competing right early on right now, but just kind of, getting it down. But, yeah, a good marriage of running game, a run and pass.
Have you had much interaction yet with Hightower? And if so, what's he like as a coach and a teacher?
Yeah, no. These last few days we've had meetings, and just to be in there and be, like I said, be a sponge to him. With Hightower, man, he's played the game at such a high level. Pro Bowl, All Pro, and he's done it for a long time of being, a good, great player. And so just to see how smart he is in the classroom, when he breaks down tape, he knows he's been in that position as a player, so he can really relate, from the sideline to on the field. And as players learning, it's really good for us because, he knows, if he sees a play, he's like, I see what you're seeing right here. I understand. And so it definitely makes it really good for players learning from him just because he's been in those positions. Yeah. And a good leader. He knows how to relate to the guys. He's been in the locker room. He could joke with us. But also, when it's time to work, it's time to work. So. Yeah, no, it's like I said, man, linebackers, I feel like there's Hightower, Mayo, but Mayo, again, man, another linebacker who's done it at a high level, all pro, Pro Bowl. Like these guys, it's not just, anybody. These guys have played at a high level, and he just understands the guys. Again, I can kind of relate it to Hightower, So when he's talking to us, he understands, the grind in and out, from the field to the classroom. And so he could kind of relate to us from that standpoint. And I'm just happy to be here, man. And I know it's new times here. And I'm new, but just from the last couple of days, man, exciting, really, really exciting, man. You guys should be pumped, because I am. Yeah. '21, man, we got beat up, man. Those guys was running the ball really well. And then, they were able to, again, just kind of that marriage of the run and pass. They were running the ball so well that when they did pass or did some play action, it was kind of like, oh, dang. And we were kind of out of our gaps or, chasing to a flat for, a guy running to the flat. So they really got after us that game. Special teams, we did okay, but they got after us. On defense, and then 22, they came over there, and we were able to get it back. But it was a good game all the way down to then. It was close. Henry almost caught a touchdown on me, but I knocked him out. So they put the hat on the ground in the corner. I was able to push him out. But yeah, a good physical game. Again, they came out running the ball, but we were able to hold them and got that W. Yeah, I wasn't really at the time watching, man. We're breaking down our stuff, when I was over there. But again, their fronts, especially because, Cleveland runs, they run the ball. So I know when they came over there, man, they really stacked the box and was really knocking out the run. It was a good game from that. Patriots are always top five in stopping the run. So Cleveland's always running the ball. That's how they started up. But yeah.
Last question. a loss in tournament, what would that be?
That we're going to put in the work, you know what I mean? There's not going to be any shortcuts. So, you know, we know what happened last year, but this is a new year. Every year is a different year. And so we're starting from, you know, ground zero, and we're building up the foundation really strong right now in OTAs, working hard in the classroom and on the field. So I just want to tell the fans, you know, you're going to get all from us because, you know, we're putting in the work, doing it right. Appreciate you guys. All righty.